Hi, this is a dictation for Jeryl Edwards, G like George, E-R-Y-L, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, Edwards. Date of birth is 3/13/1964, date of accident 9/28/2023, and date of service is 12/14/2023. The patient reports severe excruciating pain in the shoulders. Especially both shoulders, neck, lower back, right elbow, the left elbow and the left wrist. Numbness and tingling of both hands 1 to 5 on the right and the left, both side. And also numbness and tingling of both the feet, with shooting pain in both the buttocks and the right upper arm. Patient attributes these symptoms to be related to an automobile accident that happened on 9/28/2023 as follows. Patient was traveling as a driver in a Cadillac XT5. The accident happened near North Telegraph and 6 Mile Road. Patient reports that he was completely stopped, 0 mile speed, and the other car he doesn't know, but as he was on the phone and he was restrained. The patient report that had come out of the freeway near Grand River and he was trying to get into the Telegraph northbound, and was coming from Detroit side, and the traffic had completely stopped on the exit to the North Telegraph. He was stopped at zero speed and he was rear-ended, and he did not notice the speed of the other car or details. He was on phone and he was also drunk a bit. In the damage, patient report that there was a damage to the rear bumper and rear wheel, but it was not total, only $5,000 damage. Regarding the injuries, patient report that he jerked forward and he has a whiplash along with headaches, but he was wearing a seat belt and airbag did not deploy and there was no complete loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident, no chest trauma, pelvic trauma or abdominal trauma. No bleeding or lacerations. His neck started swelling and he has a sciatica in the immediately after the accident. He started having pain in the left hip and also in the back of the leg. Patient report that he was taken to the emergency room St. Joseph Mercy on 9/30/2023 for where he was there for 3 to 4 hours. X-ray of the neck was done and CT scan of the head was done. And he was discharged thereafter. Patient report that he's suffering from the following symptoms, which are number one, headaches, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, that lasts for 5 to 6 hours and is not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura, but associated with the sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. And it is severe and 3 to 4 times a week, and mostly in the front part of the head. It is associated with the following symptom of TBI. Patients report that he is suffering from dizziness as well as loss of equilibrium, fearful of the event, panic, and blurred vision. However, he denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness. He denies ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. He denies any seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, or focus problem. He denies any incontinence, nausea, vomiting. He denies any spots in the vision, loss of vision. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem, or facial problem. Further, he denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, incontinence of the bowel or urine. He denies any subtle anesthesia or sleep disturbance. He does report anxiety and panic. Regarding the pain, patient has the following symptoms that he reports. He reports of pain, which is affecting his right shoulder, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he has pain in the neck, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and an upper back, and okay, and also to the lower back, which is 10. The patient has a numbness and tingling of all the five fingers on both sides, and shooting pain in the right upper arm, in the front mostly, up to the elbow. And then in the leg, he reports a shooting pain from the lower back to the posterior part of the buttocks, as well as to the leg up to the knee, as numbness and tingling, and occasionally pain. He does have a independent numbness and tingling of both the feet. Patient reports that these pains are constant and are severe and continuous. He wakes up in the middle of night due to these pains as well as because of the headaches. He reports that these pains are throbbing, sharp, hot and burning, heavy, splitting and tiring. And they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving. And improved by lying down and rest. He reports that he has tripped a couple times due to the weakness of the legs and also due to the headaches. He cannot walk or sit or stand. His sleep is affected quite a bit. His pain is very bad. And he is associated with nausea and occasional nausea and numbness and tingling of both the arms. He reported that so far he has had an x-ray of the neck and shoulder at the extension at Rochester Road and CT scan of the lumbar spine. And all of these reports are not available at the time of dictation. The patient reported that he has associated muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needle. Pins and numbness and tingling is of the right upper arm and both lower extremity, buttocks and upper thighs, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome. Denies any bladder bowel incontinence. No other treatment has been reported yet so far. And please review the chart for all the treatments for system review, surgery, as well as allergies and family history, relationship to status and employment status, as well as legal history. And personal history also. The physical examination is followed. However, the ADLs are reported as follows. Please review these ADLs. Dressing, walking, standing, running, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are all affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 139 over 99, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98, height is 4 feet, and weight is 147. Jeryl is a 60-year-old African-American female who is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, or anemia. She's sitting comfortably, and she has a good attitude and demeanor. Is reasonably well-built and well-nourished, and no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. The patient appears mildly anxious, but there is no lethargy, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination that are found to be completely normal. Musculature examination also is completely normal. The extremities examination is also normal except for the left shoulder, left elbow and left wrist, which are mainly affected. The rest of the extremities on the right side and lower extremity both sides are completely normal. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that the pain level is around 10 and the ability to lift the shoulder is 110 degrees without pain, beyond which the pain starts in abduction. Right side also there is a pain which is around 10 and the ability to lift beyond 110 degrees is painful. The patient has positive Hawken-Kennedy test on the left side, negative on the right side. And drop arm test was negative. Muscle strength is 4/5. Anterior posterior apprehension is positive on the left side, negative on the right side. Speed test, near test is negative on the right side and positive on the left side. The examination of the left elbow does not show any tender medial lateral epicondyle or olecranon process, and no tenderness of the tendons, flexor or extensor tendons. The wrist movements are completely normal. No fractures or lacerations, contusions are identified. Regarding the left wrist and hand, general tenderness is noticed, but no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy is noticed. No ulcer, wound, fractures are noticed. Color of the skin is normal. Grips are normal. And there is no atrophy of the thin or prominence. The range of motions are normal. Carpotunnel compression tests were negative for Phelan test and Pinel test. The rest of the extremities are completely normal, including the left the right elbow, right wrist, and also both the hips and both knees, both ankles are completely normal. Patient can walk pretty reasonably good. Examination of the musculoskeleton examination. Please use the template for inspection and palpation. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of L4, L5 and S1. There is a paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally with the 1 plus hypertonicity and occasional and some tenderness, but no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, distraction test is positive. Sotowall test was negative, myelopathy signs is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative, slump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive on the left side at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive, Breger test negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski was negative. Sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test was found positive. Iliac compression test and distraction test are negative. The Faber test and Gonsalant test are positive towards the left side. Tenderberg sign is negative. Diagnosis. P89.2 XXT. S09.90XA, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. The left elbow M25.522, M7.32, M75.20, wrist left side M25.532, M19.032, hand left side M79.642, G56.02. Cervical spine M54.250.20, M54.12, S13.4XX. Lumbar spine M54.551.275.4.16, S33.5XXA. In the lumbar spine, sacroiliac spine M54.1753.28, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to focus on the neck, lower back, both shoulders, and left elbow, left wrist, 3 times a week with traction massage in addition to thermomodalities. Disability continues for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided. Non-narcotic medication, Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for pain relief, headache relief, and radiculopathy. Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medications, Tylenol with codeine is provided, number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief as needed. MRIs are ordered, which is MRI of the lumbar spine. Patient is advised a back brace and a neck brace and a TENS unit in the DME. Paragraph 345, non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry is yes for anxiety and panic. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. The following MRIs are available from Extension Hospital done after the accident, 11-12-2023. MRI of the right shoulder is done. And it shows tiny rent here of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosis, AC joint osteoarthritis. An MRI of the cervical spine is also available, which shows a disc bulging at C3-4, C4-5, C6-7 and C5-6 with effacement of the left anterior thecal sac, spinal canal stenosis observed, borderline, left neural foramina narrowing at C5-6 is noticed as well as at C4-5. And the MRI of the shoulder is already discussed. MRI of the right shoulder is already done. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised regarding injection of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon and intra-articular injection of the shoulder joint to bring relief, as well as one or two injection of the surgical epidural if relief is not obtained by a conservative treatment in a few months' time, especially in the physical therapy and chiropractic. Surgical options are not being considered. Neuropsych is not being considered. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not being considered. Past medical records have been reviewed. Investigations. An MRI of the lumbar spine is being ordered. DME has been ordered. Lower back brace, neck brace with the TENS unit. Education is yes, disability yes, follow-up visit in 7 to 10 days after the MRI done. Thank you.